It's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and all week long here on Q92, we've been doing interviews, and in our studio right now is Dawn Biergon from Countryside Public Health. Thanks for coming in, Dawn.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
So what is your title over at Countryside Public Health when it comes to Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Sure, yes. At Countryside Public Health, I am the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. I took over for Gloria Tobias, as many of you probably know.
Yep.
And, been working on that now a little over about a year and a half, so.
Yeah, and you started at the right time during a pandemic.
Right. I had a few months to kind of learn the ropes a little bit with her, and then we got thrown into COVID, which just ended up being, you know, putting
a lot of workload.
Right. But it's been an experience and a very good learning experience. Yep. Considering. So
yeah, Gloria's always come in during Severe Weather Awareness Week, so it's nice to have you in here too, taking
sure.
over for Gloria here. So
yeah.
I know a lot of people know what Countryside Public Health is, and maybe you can explain a little bit what your job description is when it comes to emergency preparedness coordinator.
Sure. Yeah. So what my role is and what we have been kind of putting into practice over the last year for sure, has just been kind of having planning for in the event there is an emergency or kind of a large scale event, anywhere from severe weather to the pandemic that we're facing right now to maybe there's an accident or something that happens mm-hmm. in a community or with an industry or a business that we need to then assist with in various ways.
Okay. Now, it's Countryside Public Health. You do more than Loughborough County, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yep. We are a 5-county agency. We cover Big Stone, Chippewa, Lacaparral, Swift, and Yellow Medicine.
Okay. So you have some meetings with, I'm sure, the Sheriff Department, Fire Department, everybody gets together?
Yes, we do.
Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. We pull in various different partners throughout our 5 counties. Each county has an emergency manager that we all work very closely with. I kind of head our emergency preparedness program out of Countryside, but then we have someone in each one of our county offices that kind of takes on that emergency preparedness coordinator
yep.
role in each county. So we get together emergency managers, anywhere from police, fire, EMS, even our ministeriums, no. city administrators, those kinds of people, just to plan and go over the different plans that we have in place in our county in the event of an emergency.
Right. What kind of emergencies are we talking about here? Can be anything?
It can be anything from tornado or strong winds to maybe there is a, we don't have too many trains around here, but, you know, maybe a train derailment mm-hmm. or maybe, I know in other areas where I've worked, maybe there was a bus accident that involved a large portion of people. And so just kind of filling different roles in that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I see you brought a bunch of papers with you. You're well prepared. So what do you want to chat about today?
Sure. Yeah. So just kind of going along with the Severe Weather Awareness Week, it's a good opportunity for us to talk about preparing for the event of maybe bad weather or a power outage that may go along with bad weather. Every family should kind of have a basic plan in, you know, what they need to do in the event there's an emergency. So whether it's even within your own home, if you have to get out of your own home, just kind of where are we going to meet in the event there's an emergency? How are you going to communicate with others? Sometimes communication lines can go down. So maybe you maybe aren't able to make a phone call, but maybe you can text someone. Yep. Just having an emergency kit of supplies on hand, emergency phone numbers, a way to listen to the radio, maybe a battery operated radio. So mm-hmm. you can kind of hear what's going on. And then just making sure to practice that if you do come up with that plan. There's different templates, I would say, out there. Ready.gov is a good website to go to that has a lot of different resources that you can use. So,
I know you have small children. It's good to talk to your children about not to scare them, but how do you go about that, or to have a plan with small kids in the house?
Sure. So perfect example. I've got a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, and just kind of letting them know the basics and explaining to them in very simple terms that, yep, sometimes the weather might get a little bad or the power might go out, and we just need to make sure that everybody is safe and
we need to go in the basement and we all need to have our shoes on.
Right.
Gloria always told me to always get shoes on when you're if there's bad weather in an area.
Right. You never know what, if a tree goes through a window and you've got to walk on glass or something. Yep.
So it's good to have a plan in your home. Senior citizens as well have a plan of what to do.
Correct. Yep. And kind of just thinking too of, that's a good point as far as, just the different supplies that you may want to have, because you can have families where they've got young children. Mm-hmm. And so, if you've got infants, what do you need for them? If you've got somebody who maybe has some disabilities, how would you be able to get out of the home that way? Or the elderly, maybe having some medications on supply just in case. It can affect people from all ages.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So have a plan.
Yep.
Anything else there, Dawn?
No, and just kind of some of the basic supplies to have on hand for an emergency kit. They typically, the rule of thumb is a 3-day supply of food and water. I know what we have down kind of in our storeroom down in our basement is kind of a package of Gatorade and a pack of water to have for everyone, a radio with batteries, some basic first aid kit supplies, a flashlight, any extra medications, candles, matches, and like I said, any special items that you might need for infants or an elderly person, disabled member of your family, any disinfectant or hand gel, garbage bags, change of clothes. Mm-hmm. And then just having some non-perishable food items on hand is always a good thing, too. So,
All right. So if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you? Or if they have a question they want to ask?
Sure. Yeah. If anyone has any questions, by all means, give our office a call here. I'm housed out of the Madison office, and our phone number is 320-598-7313. And you can always give us a call if you've got any questions.
Okay. Did we touch on everything you wanted to talk about?
I think so. Yeah. Right.
So the bottom line is?
Have a plan and be ready to use it.
There you go. Hopefully you don't have to use
it. Exactly. Yep.
All right. I see Maynard was trying to make you laugh through the window there.
Yeah, he has a tendency to try to do that, yes.
you did well to remain, keep your composure there.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Dawn Biragon from Countryside Public Health, another interview here on Severe Weather Awareness Week.